People who live and work in the world of government acronyms can get very confused. Yet these abbreviations, such as CSA, SMS, ISS, and others, stand for programs that can have a real impact on the business of trucking and people's livelihoods. Today, we'll explain what these government acronyms mean in the truck safety arena, but more importantly, what you can do with them to improve your safety scores and why you should care. Welcome to Eyes on the Road, a podcast series from Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass, toll payment services, and trucking safety software. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thanks for tuning in to the premiere. So what is Eyes on the Road? In a nutshell, in each installment, we'll discuss topics ranging from truck safety and how you can make more money in trucking to how you can save time in moving cargo. Joining me each time will be an expert guest. For our debut, we're kicking off with a man who has a tremendous amount of experience and background when it comes to both government and truck safety scores. Warren Heyman has been involved in trucking for more than 40 years, most recently serving as Senior Vice President at the American Trucking Associations and earlier as Deputy Administrator of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Now he's a consultant to PrePass, and he joins me by phone from his office in Montana. Warren, it's good to have you here. How are you?
Evan, it's great to be with you.
Well, let's get rolling with my first question. At the top of the show, I mentioned three acronyms, CSA, SMS, and ISS. Now, while these aren't abbreviations that people use in everyday conversation, they are tossed around quite a bit in trucking. Let's start with CSA. What does CSA stand for, and why is it important to both fleet managers as well as drivers of all stripes?
CSA stands for Compliance, Safety, and Accountability. It is a program from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, to evaluate the safety of fleets and drivers, so that's why it's important to both. The goal of CSA is to identify fleets that need attention and thereby prevent crashes, something we can all accept. But getting there is pretty complex, as we'll talk about.
Now, what about the second one I mentioned, SMS?
SMS is a safety measurement system. It's the mathematical guts of CSA. SMS determines how fleet data is measured, how fleets are assigned to peer groups, and then how the ratings are assigned based on comparisons between the fleets in those same groups. If a carrier has an SMS score that is higher than its peer group, it gets what's called an alert. And too many alerts means you'll have a visit by the federal enforcement folks or by your state enforcement folks.
And what about the third one I mentioned a moment ago, ISS? What does that stand for and why is that important?
Well, as we talked about, CSA and SMS are pretty data intensive. That data is largely gathered through roadside inspections. Now, determining which trucks from which fleets should be pulled in for an inspection is the function of ISS. ISS stands for Inspection Selection System. The ISS ranks those fleets by how many alerts they got under the SMS and how severe those alerts are. But you should also know that ISS will pull in trucks if there's not enough data, because ISS wants to start building a significant database on all fleets.
Okay, we've got CSA, which stands for Compliance, Safety, and Accountability. Then there's SMS, an abbreviation for Safety Measurement System. And the one you just mentioned, ISS, which stands for Inspection Selection System. Now, I'm afraid to ask this next question, but I'm going to do it anyway. Are there more acronyms people need to be familiar with when it comes to truck safety scores with Uncle Sam?
Oh, you were so right on that, Evan. There's one more that you really do need to know, and that's called BASICS, B-A-S-I-C-S. And BASICS stands for Behavior Analysis and Safety Improvement Categories. These are the categories where the SMS, Safety Measurement System, is gathering data, and there are seven BASICS that you should know about. Unsafe driving, hours of service compliance, that goes to your ELDs, driver fitness, controlled substances and alcohol, vehicle maintenance, hazardous materials compliance, and a crash indicator, which goes to how many crashes your fleet has had.
So, Warren, what is the ultimate goal of the FMCSA's CSA program, which includes the basics you just mentioned, as well as the ISS and SMS elements?
Well, the ultimate goal, as I said, is to prevent crashes. CSA came about because FMCSA used to do business through what was called a compliance review. A compliance review is a top-to-bottom examination of everything about a fleet. It's kind of like going to the doctor, you know, once every year, and he checks your eyeballs, and he checks your ears, and he checks your cardio. Well, that's pretty intensive. It takes a long time for FMCSA and for the carrier. And Congress told FMCSA, find a different way to touch carriers to evaluate their safety, to see who really needs to be examined. Maybe you just need to have your hearing checked and not to have the full physical. That's what CSA is intended to do.
Now, there have been some trucking industry criticisms of CSA and its use of the basics, the behavioral analysis and safety improvement categories. You were with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration more than 10 years ago when CSA and the basics were developed. Now, that leads me to some questions. One, what have been the main trucking criticisms of CSA and the basics, and do you feel they were justified? And also, what steps do you believe the FMCSA has taken to improve both of them?
Well, there have been four main criticisms. First of all, is not every basic, not every one of those seven categories is a good predictor of crashes. And if you're being measured on that and the goal is to prevent crashes, you have to re-examine what the basic is really doing. Secondly, FMCSA has included in their crash indicator the most severe of the basics, completely non-preventable crashes. If you're a small carrier, you're an owner-operator, and you have just that one crash, and that one crash was one you couldn't prevent, it's going to completely skew your safety outline. Then thirdly, FMCSA has put most of these basics out there for public viewing. Now, public viewing includes folks like trial attorneys, insurance companies, anti-truck groups, and they pick and choose among those carriers that have an alert, and they say how bad that carrier is, perhaps for liability purposes or for lobbying purposes. And then finally, not enough carriers have data. And so there are some carriers who are held up to scrutiny and others who are not. Now, FMCSA has done a really good job in response in reaching out to the public through hearings and comments to the docket, looking for ways to improve CSA. And at the same time, there's much more work to be done, and we'll be talking about what Congress has done in this area.
Warren, let's switch gears a bit and get into the numbers of CSA, ISS, and SMS. What can fleets and owner-operators do to improve their scores on these yardsticks, so to speak? And what's the benefit to them? And for those who have good scores, what can they do to keep them that way?
Well, without being, you know, very flippant about this, be safer. Obviously, FMCSA, through the CSA program, is trying to judge your safety both as a fleet and as a driver. So pay attention to what you're doing on the road. Keep your vehicles in good tip-top shape. Keep your paperwork aligned. That's the first thing you should do. But there's also some steps you can take specifically to CSA. One is make sure you have some data in the system. As I said, the Inspection Selection System, ISS, will pull in your trucks if there's not sufficient data in the system. So how do you get data in the system? Well, you work with the commercial vehicle enforcement folks to inspect your trucks when they're in good shape. If you go to the PrePass website, you'll see an excellent paper on that called Four Tips for Working with Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Agencies to Improve Safety and Bypass Rates. A second thing, when you do get inspection results, you want to know what they were and where they occurred. You want to know if you have a continuing mechanical problem that you can tell your folks back in the shop to watch for. You want to know if you have a continuing driving problem that you can alert your drivers. And you want to know where you picked up the violations from inspections. Different states have different enforcement priorities. For example, Indiana is well known for being very strict on speed enforcement. If you're crossing Indiana, your drivers will want to know to strictly adhere to the speed limit. If you are crossing Texas, on the other hand, Texas is known for being very strict on vehicle maintenance. So you want to look at what violations you pick up on inspections and where you pick them up. And here, PrePass can help you. PrePass has a tool called Inform, I-N-F-O-R-M, that will visually display for you where you have picked up inspection results, what they were, and what categories they fall into. And then finally, sometimes mistakes are made on inspections, and you'll want to challenge anything that is incorrect. There you want to use a tool that FMCSA provides called Data Cues. Data Cues allows you to challenge an inspection result, but you'll want to provide documentation to show that you are correct. A good guide to using Data Cues is also on the PrePass website, and it's called Challenging Inspection Results with Data Cues. So look at that and challenge those that are incorrect. Simple transposition of a number, for example, may give you a result that really should be applied to a different carrier.
Now, Warren, you touched on something I wanted to ask you about. What about making sure FMCSA records in the programs are accurate, including when it comes to so-called non-preventable accidents being on a fleet or owner-operator's records?
Well, there you've got two more steps you can take to help improve your safety record. First of all, make sure that you are being compared to a similar type carrier. As I mentioned, the safety management system puts carriers into peer groups and then compares the results of those carriers and sends out alerts if you're too high. Or if you're being compared to the wrong group of carriers, you can have safety results that are not indicative of your true profile. So it's important to update the MCS 150, which is the Motor Carrier Information Report from FMCSA. FMCSA requires you to do that update every 2 years, but if something changes in your operation, you hire more drivers or you don't have as many, you operate a different place or carry different commodities, go back and change, refile your MCS 150. Then you get compared against like carriers. Now, crash preventability, that, as we said it at the top, is one of the controversial areas of CSA. But fortunately, we have an opportunity here, but it's a short-term opportunity. FMCSA has a crash preventability demonstration program to potentially eliminate certain non-preventable accidents from your record. This is only a 24-month opportunity, though, so FMCSA will review submissions from you on crashes in about 8 categories. I won't go through them all, but some of them are pretty obvious. If you get hit by a driver going the wrong way, if you get hit by a DUI driver, if you get rear-ended when you are legally parked, those are the types of crashes that FMCSA will look at and drop from your record if they feel that you could not have prevented them. Again, like with Data Cues, you want to provide solid documentation. Maybe your insurance carrier has already investigated that crash. Maybe you have onboard cameras that can show exactly what happened. Submit that along with your challenge in the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program and hopefully eliminate some of the crashes that can severely impact your safety rating.
Warren, earlier you touched on how the CSA program has changed since it was first rolled out years ago. Looking into what the FMCSA has said recently, as well as into your crystal ball, what changes do you see happening in the future and why?
Well, we mentioned not only has FMCSA been responsive in holding public hearings and public comments on CSA, but Congress has looked into it as well. And Congress, in fact, directed the National Academy of Sciences to conduct a study of CSA. And the National Academy has come out with those study recommendations, and now FMCSA is on the hook to respond to them. So we'll want to be watching for what FMCSA does in response to the National Academy of Sciences. FMCSA will hold public hearings, we can be sure. They'll probably have an opportunity to comment in a public record. And those changes will bring about an intense look at data. How can FMCSA, for example, judge which violations are truly severe and truly indicative of a likelihood that a carrier will have a crash in the future? And I hate to mention it, there will be another government acronym. It will be IRT. That stands for Item Response Theory. And it is mathematically complex, but it does the job on sorting out violations and which ones are really important. So watch for notice on public hearings or public record responses from this National Academy of Science study and put your input because it's always critical.
Some very useful information there, Warren. Any final thoughts?
Well, we all know that trucking is a highly competitive industry, but one place it's not competitive is safety. A very simple reason. If your trucks aren't safe on the road, my trucks aren't safe and my drivers aren't safe either. So there's a lot of cooperation when it comes to safety. That means you can reach out to your peers through your state trucking association or your other industry group, or work directly with the commercial motor vehicle enforcement folks who do want safety to be the result as well. And certainly, you can work with PrePass. Look at the website. Call the staff. Everybody is interested in a good result.
I've been speaking with Warren Heyman, a consultant to Help Incorporated's PrePass. Warren, thanks very much for being here.
You're welcome.
And that will do it for this installment of Eyes on the Road, a podcast series from Help Incorporated's PrePass. You can find more safety information about trucking, including about some of the topics we talked about here, by logging on to the PrePass website at prepass.com. Plus, you can keep up with PrePass online by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also subscribe to this podcast through Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Stitcher. Coming up on our next podcast, we'll take a look at truck crash accountability and what you can do to clear your record when you're not at fault. That's next time here on Eyes on the Road from PrePass. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thank you for listening.